USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives voted 407-23 to pass a resolution that broadly condemned hate and intolerance. All 23 no votes were from Republicans because it didn't condemn recent anti-Israel comments from Minnesota's freshman representative. President Trump discussed the issue outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace.
President Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors on a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. He praised the response by FEMA.
It's hard to believe, actually, and I guess the fact that we went helped a lot of people, but we saw things that you wouldn't believe.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been indicted by an Illinois grand jury on 16 counts in connection with allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.